pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, December 11th, 2017, 9:02 a.m. We have no one on public comment. Commission remarks.
I want to thank everyone for lifting Presiding Commissioner Schofield up on the loss of his mother and welcome him here.
Monthly budget report.
I think probably as much as time we've been spending on budget, you guys probably won't have any questions, but won't get a chance to ask questions. I know that you guys are probably as disappointed in revenues right now as I am too. It didn't help us any that we were expecting probably about $200,000 more than what we ended up with at the end of the year. So we're still financially healthy, no problems like that, but we have to look at where we can tighten belts and spend less. Anybody got a question? Thanks, guys.
Has everything been transferred over? I think I asked that a few months ago, and you said, yeah, and then we found about $600,000 or $400,000 hadn't been transferred yet. So has everything been transferred now, or do we?
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
What were you talking about that wasn't transferred?
There's a 911 that is in the process, I think. I think it may be
in
there right there.
I think it's
in that box.
That's
right.
Honestly, it might have happened. It's going to happen in about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 447607 through 447630, 447632 through 447712, and 447714 through 447753. Warrants 6899 through 6905, and 2 transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to void checks numbers 447631 and 447713.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 4th.
And 6th also, don't we?
Look at here. And December 6th.
Move to approve minutes for December 4th and December 6th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments, 911 advisory board. We have two applications. Mr. Baker and Mr. Scott.
Are they the same terms or are they separate terms? I forget.
Effective dates, January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2020 for both of them. And here's a motion right there.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Move to reappoint Doug Baker and Christopher Gott to the 9/11 Advisory Board with effective dates of January 1st, 2018 and December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carried. Board appointments for the Senior Tax Board. We're going to, we have a vacate of the seat that was vacated, and Mr. Klein has applied.
What's the term on that one?
It is beginning December 11th, 2017 through December 31st, 2018.
Move to appoint Corey Klein to the Senior Tax Board, dated fulfill the term December 11, 2017 through December 31st, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations. Bid recommendations for independent auditing services, number 201710-387.
Morning, Commission. This is in response to the bid that you just quoted. It's actually an RFP 201710-387 for independent audit services. Mr. Finley alerted me a little bit ago that we were running to the end of the course on the current agreement that we had in place for county auditing services, and requested that I put this back out for bid. He had actually formulated most of the documentation that we've used in the past regarding this particular need, and I went ahead and released a request for proposals on November the 28th, actually October 28th, I'm sorry, and it closed on October the 28th. We opened responses on that day from four different CPA companies that responded: Daniel Jones and Associates, KPM CPAs, Lisa C. Wright CPA, and Cochran Head Vic Company CPAs in Kansas City. What we did when we opened up those responses was we took the basic amounts as was asked for in the bid request, proposal request, and jotted those down, and Mr. Finley took the actual form, the documents itself, for a full and complete review, and I think he's ready to make a recommendation for award at this point in time. This will be for a four-year period, with each year, on concluding each year, we would have the option to continue for that next year. This is the way the document is designed and written, so I'll turn it over to Mr. Finley at this time.
Mr. Erickson, first, just for the record, could you again state when it closed?
It closed on the 28th. I'm sorry, the 27th, and opened on the 28th.
He said October. I think he wants to say it was closing November 27th.
It opened, yeah, I released in October. It was out there for over 30 days.
It closed in November, right? Yeah. Thank you.
So, guys, I was pleased to get four returns on this, and we have two of those that are really, really close. One of them is obviously a higher bidder and comes from a longer distance away. I made some phone calls, tried to check those out. You know, we had at one time had a firm that we chose, and I had made phone calls, and they actually had given us an incorrect peer review, and we were kind of unhappy with them. That particular firm bid again, and I would not feel comfortable going with them even though they were the low bid, so it left it to two different firms there, and my recommendation would be to go with KPM, our current provider for this auditing service.
Do you have a spreadsheet or anything?
I have. You want to look at that? You may not be able to read my writing.
Or you can just give me the amounts.
We did the first year. You want me to read all four of them? First year, Lisa Wright was low. It was $19,500. KPM was the next lowest with $21,000. Cochran Head Vic was $21,650, and Daniel Jones was $22,450. We also requested costs for a single audit. Sometimes we have to have a single audit, sometimes we don't. That's kind of something you have to consider also. The cost for a single audit from Daniel Jones was $1,550, from Lisa Wright was $2,000, from the KPM and Cochran Head was $3,500. So not a big variance there. The second year, Lisa Wright was $20,500, KPM's $22,000, Cochran Head Vic's $22,300, and Daniel Jones is $22,450. Third year, KPM was $23,000, or excuse me, going from low to high again. Lisa Wright was $21,800. Daniel Jones was $22,450. KPM's $23,000, and Cochran Head Vic's $22,960. If you total those up over a 3 or 4 year period, there is like $100-$200 difference. And not knowing whether we'll have to have the single audit or not, it's hard to figure that in there. Because of that, there's less than, there's about $200 difference between KPM and Daniel Jones. I actually made phone calls to those people that Daniel Jones had given me as a reference. They were neither really excited or not excited about it. I actually told one of them what the bids were, and they said, I wouldn't change for that kind of difference. And he is definitely the highest of those two first year.
What would warrant a single audit?
The single audit occurs when the threshold is $750,000 in grants, federal grants right now. So if we don't have $750,000, and they figure that based on when those grants come in, I think you need to probably, Melissa's the one that's supposed to track that. And I look at her schedule of federal funding and also the whoever outside auditor schedule of federal funding is. If we have to do a single audit, I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't feel comfortable. That was one reason I wouldn't choose Daniel Jones, is I wouldn't feel comfortable if someone says it's only $1,550. There's a lot of things they have to go through on that single audit. And so either they don't suspect we're going to go through one, which that's a possibility, or they're not charging much for that at all. And I wouldn't want to get messed up with the federal government, so I prefer to look at those that know the true and actual cost of that single audit.
What exactly does a single audit retail?
They have to go through all the grants that we have. They have to pick out a high as far as amount coming in. They have to do complete audit on that particular grant. They also, I think, have to pick out one other one that's not a they can do that by random choice on some of the other ones. So I think they have to actually do a full audit on two of the grants. If there's any discrepancies, anything that doesn't look good to them, we'd get written up to the federal government on that. And then they send that to the federal government clearinghouse. I have to go in and approve that on their federal website.
Has Taney County had one?
Yes. We did one this year and 2 years ago, I think. I have to think about it, but we did have to do one this year.
Move to award the RFP.